Proudly, we hail. New York City, where the American stage begins, here is another program with a cast of outstanding players. Public service time has been made available by this station for your Air Force to bring you this story, as proudly we hail another airman of the United States Air Force. Our story is entitled, The Conversion. This is the story of the airmen who keep our B-47 bombers in the air, and how one of them, by helping to break a record, helps himself at the same time. As proudly we hail the United States Air Force. Our first act curtain will rise in just a moment. But first, are you a service veteran? Then listen carefully. This message is for you. You may be qualified to enlist in the United States Air Force in a grade that will surprise you. If you possess one of the critical skills needed to keep America's air defense strong, the Air Force offers you an opportunity to put those skills to work to your best advantage, and at a higher grade and higher pay than you may realize. The Air Force needs experience and know-how gained in all the armed forces, and thanks to the recent Career Incentive Act, you can put your service-gained skills to work to your best advantage by returning to the armed services as a member of the Air Force team. Right? Or visit your Air Force recruiter for the special Prior Serviceman's folder. It will give you full details on the advantage of returning to the service as an airman. You'll see why, today and tomorrow, you're better off in the United States Air Force. And now your Air Force presents the Proudly We Hail production, The Conversion.
We ought to be sitting down in a couple more hours, right, Sergeant?
Yeah, that's right, O'Brien.
Say, Sarge, anything on your mind? You look like you lost your best friend.
I do? No, I'm just thinking, that's all.
It's an occupational disease with you, Sarge. Comes from being the boss. Personally, I'm taking the day off in that department. Wake me up when we land, huh?
O'Brien, notwithstanding, I suspect I'm not the only one that's thinking and wondering. From where I sit in the troop-carrying compartment of this KC-97, I see somebody else who appears to be doing the same. Airman First Class Walt Potter. Looking at him now, he seems pretty much the same as he did that day I first saw him. Yet I know there's a world of difference between the young airman sitting in that bucket seat and the one who reported to me for the first time that day about 6 months ago. I'm Sergeant Bert Crane, NCO in charge of the power plant section of the 2784th Field Maintenance Squadron. Which means I and my section are responsible for the reconditioning of the J-47 jet engines of the Strategic Air Command's B-47 Stratojet bomber. And that day, I was turning over some papers to WAF Airman Second Class Dottie McGregor, my commander's secretary.
Captain Wallace also wants all copies of your engine change forms of the past month, Sergeant.
Got them all ready for you, Dottie.
He's going to have a chart drawn up showing the percentage of malfunction-free reconditioning.
Uh-huh. But I'll bet one thing, my section will be right up there.
I won't take you up on that, knowing your section.
You better not. Here they are, Dottie. Come in.
Airman First Class Walt Potter reporting for duty.
Oh, yes, Potter. Been expecting you, and I might say needing you. Always glad to get an engine chain specialist. Now, the first sergeant got you squared away with your quarters and so forth, huh?
Yes.
Good. How do you like it here so far?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Potter, this is Airman Dottie McGregor.
Hello, Walt.
Hi.
Dottie's the commander's girl Friday.
Oh, don't let that fool you. I'm around on other days, too.
You bet she's around. But I haven't heard anyone squawking about it yet. Now, Potter, just a few things. My section has a record that's tops in this wing.
I know. The first sergeant told me about it.
And we've got that record because of one thing. Quality maintenance, not quantity. Whether we have 1 or 100 engines to work over, the job's done according to the latest technical orders. And I mean the latest.
I understand.
Every 4 weeks, each mechanic takes an examination to make certain that he knows those orders. If he does well on the tests, his chances of getting another stripe will be that much greater. I think that about covers it for now. Any questions?
No.
Okay. You better see now to getting your toolkit at the crib. Sergeant Collins will help you along on that. He's the engine change inspector.
Right.
I think you're going to enjoy it here.
Sure.
Goodbye, Walt.
So long.
Hey, he's a nice fella.
He is? It's pretty hard to tell. He sure doesn't have much to say.
That's the kind of fella I go for. Man of action and few words.
Maybe you're right. Well, if he turns out to be as economical with time as he is with talking, he'll be a good addition to my section.
You bet he will, Sergeant. You bet he will.
There isn't much you can gather from a one-time meeting with anybody, Dottie to the contrary. From what I saw of Walt Potter, though, at that first interview, I figured that here was a man who would do his job satisfactorily. Beyond that, there would be little heard from him. However, several days later...
Hey, Sarge, do you think we could get a speed up on fuel regulators? Supply tells me they're beginning to run low on them.
You bet, Collins. I'll check it right away. How are things going?
Holding our own.
How's that new man, Potter, shaping up?
Potter? Oh, he's all right. Good, steady man.
Good.
I'll tell you one thing, though. In some ways, he's as fast as any worker.
How's that?
Well, he's been here only a few days, and last night I saw him at the Post Theater with Dottie McGregor.
Well, that figures.
It does? Why?
Oh, no reason. He's, sort of beating your time, isn't he?
I don't know. I always thought she was something, but...
But you never did anything about it.
I never got around to it. See you later, Sarge. Don't forget on those fuel regulators, will you?
During the weeks that followed, Walt continued to get along in his job all right. I don't suppose I had occasion to speak more than a few words with him in all that time. But I sure did hear about him through Dottie, and from the way she talked, I thought I was beginning to see the handwriting on the marriage certificate. One evening, though, I stopped around to the service club to check in at the squadron weekly dance. Hey there, you all.
Oh, hello, Sergeant Crane.
Hi, Sarge.
Hi. Well, why aren't you two out there on the dance floor cutting it up?
We just don't feel like dancing, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't feel like dancing, how about joining me in a game of cards? I know just the game for you two lovebirds. Hearts. How's that strike you?
Sergeant Crane, I'm afraid I'm not in the mood for cards right now.
Neither am I.
Okay. I just thought I'd, Yeah, I'll see you around. Have fun.
Good morning, Sergeant Crane.
Morning, Dottie.
Here's some new technical orders for your section.
Thanks, I've been expecting them.
Anything you want me to take to the commander?
No, not right now. Dottie, about last night, I hope I didn't seem like I was butting in. I didn't realize that you two would... Well, now I suppose I am butting in.
No, I suppose it was pretty obvious. We weren't having a good time. We haven't been lately.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope.
Oh, I don't know. Sergeant Crane, can I talk to you?
Well, sure, any time,
Dottie. I don't know what you think of Walt, but I guess it's no secret to you how I feel about him.
No, I got an inkling of that on the very first day, remember?
Yeah, I fell for him like a ton of bricks. And he says he feels the same way about me.
Well, then what have you got to worry about?
Look, Sergeant, I believe that you've got to plan ahead.
Yeah?
Well, Walt just doesn't seem to want to talk about the future at all, not seriously. You know what I think? I think he's afraid of change, any change, even if it's for the better. He doesn't want anything to happen that might upset his apple cart.
Oh.
Funny thing about it is that in spite of his, his attitude, I still go for the guy. I don't know what to do about it.
I know what to do about it.
Huh? About what, Collins?
Well, about whatever she's talking about. How's about letting me take you out some night, Daddy, and show you a good time? You don't seem to be having very much of that lately, from what I could see last night.
Oh, thank you, but I'm all tied up.
For how long?
Well, that's something I can't tell you yet.
Later that day, I got a call to report to the squadron commander right away. Sounded like something important. And it turned out that it was.
Now, this is the story, Sergeant Crane. 2 weeks from today, the 1956 SAC Bombing Navigations Reconnaissance Competition meet is going to be held at Lockbourne Air Force Base. Now, you know that's the meet during which the top bomber and reconnaissance crews of all SAC will compete in the toughest test known to determine which crews are the most proficient.
Yes, sir.
Now, brace yourself. You've been chosen from this squadron to be the chief of a special ground maintenance crew to service the B-47 selected to represent our wing at the meet.
Me, sir?
Uh-huh. Yes, I know how you feel. As soon as you get your breath back, you better start thinking about the men you want to choose from your section to accompany you. Report back to me as soon as you've made your selections.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Crane, congratulations. Good luck.
Let's see. O'Brien, Jackson, Gorski. You know something, Collins?
What's that?
Each and every one of the men in our section is equally qualified to be on that special crew.
That's no surprise to me, but I hope you're including my name on that roster.
Sure, your name's on the roster, naturally. But I'm afraid you're going to have to stay behind.
What?
Now, look, I know how much it would mean to you to go, but somebody's got to stay here and mind the store. This might be a big event there in Lockburn, but SAC operations still have to go on here, as usual. So you better stick around and run the section while I'm gone.
Oh.
If you do a good job, and I know you will, you'll be better prepared to take over my job for good when I move on.
Well, yeah, sure, okay, Sarge, if that's the way it has to be.
Fine. Now, how about helping me to choose the men I'll need from the section? O'Brien, that makes three. Now, who's next on the list?
Walt Potter.
Potter. What do you think?
Well, personal feelings aside, as an engine change specialist, he'd do the job okay. I'd send him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not so sure. You know him as a mechanic, but Collins, you've got to remember that this meet, well, there's nothing like it. It'll take more than just capability from all concerned. Take that something extra. I'm not sure Potter's got it.
I know what you mean.
But I'll tell you what. Underline his name. I'll think it over. Later that afternoon, I stopped by the cafeteria for a cup of coffee. After I sat down at a table, I noticed Dottie and Walt sitting right behind me at the next one. They were busily absorbed in talking, didn't see me. And from the way they talked, I felt I shouldn't interrupt.
Look, Dottie, why do you have to get so excited all the time?
Because I'm not indifferent like you, that's why.
Listen, Dottie, how many times have I told you? Well, you know.
No, I don't know. I'll never understand how somebody can be like you. You need something to snap you out of it. I think maybe some other girl might be able to. Goodbye, Walt. I'll see you around.
As she hurried past me toward the door, I saw tears in her eyes. Walt didn't seem too flustered, just his usual undisturbed self. As he got up to go, I wondered what it would take to jolt him out of his complacency. And later that afternoon, I figured out what it might take.
You are listening to the Proudly We Hail production, The Conversion. We'll return in just a moment for the second act. When you make an investment, you want it to pay off, right? Well, men, how about those years you invested in the service, learning skills, gaining experience valuable to yourself and your country? You can make those years pay off in big dividends today by becoming a member of the United States Air Force. Yes, if you've been in any of the armed forces, you may be eligible to enlist in the Air Force in a grade that will be a pleasant surprise. You see, the Air Force needs men skilled in certain important fields, and you may be just such a man. If so, the Air Force offers you an opportunity to put your previous service experience to work and to collect on those credits you've earned toward comfortable retirement. Your Air Force recruiter has a folder full of details, so write or visit him right away. Ask for the prior serviceman's folder, and you'll know why, today and tomorrow, you're better off in the United States Air Force. You are listening to Proudly We Hail, and now we present the second act of The Conversion.
I can't say that I had a definite idea in mind when Walt got up to go after that outburst of Dottie's. I still had a section to take care of, and one man's problems were no more important than those of the others. However, when I got back to my office that day and started looking over my section records, I discovered something that helped me to finally solve my problem about the selection of my special ground crew. I completed my roster and took it to my commander.
Uh-huh. That looks very good, Sergeant. How did you choose this last airman?
Oh, you mean Potter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, from digging around in the performance figures, Captain, I discovered that nearly all of the engine changes that he worked on had something in common. Mm-hmm. They were completed in less time than the section average.
I see.
There may be something in that, or there may not. But I'm willing to take that chance, sir.
All right, Sergeant. I'll send this list down up to headquarters. And meanwhile, alert these men to get ready for one of the biggest things in their lives.
Yes, sir. Oh, hello, Dottie. Didn't see you when I came in before.
Oh, I was just talking to Sergeant Collins. Phone call.
Oh? Hey, I've got some news for you.
Good, I hope.
I think so. I've just put Walt on the special ground crew list for the Lockbourne meet.
Walt? Oh, really?
Yeah. He's got what it takes professionally, but he's the kind of guy that needs a jolt of some kind to bring out the best in him, you know what I mean?
I should say so.
This trip to Lockbourne might be just what the doctor ordered. I've been on things like this before, and from what I've seen, they offer plenty of opportunities to make a man want to outdo himself.
It'll take plenty for him.
Well, now, look, I'm not saying anything will happen. But if it does, maybe it'll benefit all of us. You, him, and the section.
Well, of course it could be important to you and your section, Sergeant, but as far as I'm personally concerned, I couldn't care less how he turns out.
From the tone of her voice, I figured she really didn't mean what she said. But when I got back to the line shop... Well, that voice sounds awful, but the spirit seems good. What's up, Collins?
Guess what, Sergeant?
Well, now, look, I've given up that guessing a long time ago, ever since the last heavyweight fight.
I just had a phone conversation with guess who? Oh, yeah, you've given that up.
I don't have to guess. I know, Dottie McGregor.
How'd you...
I just came from there.
Oh. Well, it just about looks like I'm going to have my first date with her. How about that, huh?
Congratulations, Collins. It's a fine girl.
You bet. It took a long time, but I'm a patient guy.
Sure. Say, where's Potter?
Potter? On the line, Sergeant. His crew is pulling an engine.
Okay, thanks. Got something to tell him.
Lockbourne. Well, that's in Ohio, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought so. Next week, huh?
That's right. We'll probably take off early Thursday.
Well, I've never been to Ohio before. Okay, Sarge, I'll be...
Yeah, okay. Okay, Potter.
Well, I'd better get back to hoisting this engine. Hey, O'Brien, watch that leveling screw. Make sure it's adjusted to the correct hitch before we start hoisting.
Until then, I had come to realize that Walt was a fairly unemotional fellow. But even so, it surprised me a little that he took it as if it were almost a matter of course. It was then that I began to get my first doubts as to the wisdom of my selection. But I had other things to think of. In getting ready for the meet, there were countless details of preparation. Finally, the morning of the takeoff arrived, and we stood before our plane, listening to our wing commander.
There are occasions on which it is difficult to find words to express one's feelings. Today's occasion is such a one. However, actions speak louder than words, so all I can say is, may your actions at Lockbourne tell the whole world where the best airmen and SAC can be found. Good luck. Godspeed.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, fellas, this is it. We're off.
Yeah, finally. I sure hope we'll do good.
Now, look, don't get stage fright. Just do your job as you always have.
5 days we're going to be there. That's a pretty long time, 5 days.
Why, it's not even a week.
Well, yes,
we'll have so much to do, we won't be able to keep track of the days, let alone count them.
Well, sure. It's just that...
What's the matter, Walt? You seem kind of as if you're worried about something.
Worried? Who, me? No, I'm not. Well, maybe I am. I don't know.
Well, if it's about the meet, you'll do okay.
I'm not worried about that. It's... You probably think I'm crazy or something.
Why should I? I'll tell you, though, this is the first time I've ever seen you like this. That's a surprise.
Probably. It's a surprise to me, too, in a way. But when I saw those two together, I...
Huh? What two?
Dottie and Collins. At the gate, just before we took off.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, but... Well, you know how I feel about her.
Sure. But if you feel that way, why don't you marry her and get it over with?
I don't know. I want to, but... For some reason, I keep putting it off.
Do you know what the reason is?
The reason? No, I don't. I never thought about it.
Uh-huh. But maybe you'd better.
Yes, maybe I'd better.
3 hours later, we landed at Lockbourne. and at 4:30 the next morning, we were standing waiting for our B-47 to take off in its first radar bombing run.
How do you think they'll make out, Sergeant Crane?
I'll tell you, Walt. I could give you a lot of stuff about how they've got to do good because they're from our wing. But let's face it, the best crews from other wings are going up there, too. No, all I can honestly say is that they have more than an even chance.
There she goes. Oh, man, what a sight.
I've lost count of how many planes I've watched take off. But standing there on that apron under the floodlights in that dark dawn hour, the aluminum skins of the other B-47s glistening in the lights, airmen in coveralls, fatigues, uniforms bustling about, and rising above the field, the long, thin shadow with pale pink flames trailing out of its jet pods, going out on a mission that was to be as close to the real thing as it could get. Well, it was quite a sight.
Shack that target. That's all I hope. Shack that target.
You know, Walt, you're an odd character.
I am?
Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, so... Never mind.
No. What do you mean?
Nothing. We better get back to the crew shack. Maybe grab a few winks. I wasn't sure, but I thought that Walt had caught a little of the same feeling that I had while standing there watching our B-47 take off. But it was still too early to tell that for certain. Anyway, our plane returned okay with a good score and only minor maintenance details to be taken care of.
Okay, Sarge, where do we start? The captain says he heard a small thumping sound. Let's see if we can locate that.
All right, nose first. I'll take engine number one, you take number two, huh?
Right. Oh, I don't think we have to go any farther. Take a look at that, Sarge.
Where?
There, on the nose, around the inlet guide vanes and the compressor front frame struts. Feathers.
It looks like a bird got its flight plan fouled up. Unbutton the engine. We'll take a look inside.
We've found it, Sarge. The bird flew right in and bent the compressor blades.
Now, let me see. Yeah. There's only one thing we can do. We've got the last flight coming up in 4 hours and 10 minutes. Impossible to replace him in that time. It'll have to be an engine change.
Okay, Sarge.
Get to work on removing it, Walt, and I'll order a replacement.
Right. Okay, men, let's get the sling attached.
What? You don't have any number two engines.
That's right, Sergeant. All these extra planes here for this meet sort of jammed us up.
Well, what do you think this does to us?
Well, it's only a temporary shortage. I've got plenty of other engines. But I guess they won't do, huh?
No, I guess not. Well, thanks, though. And that's the situation, men.
Sarge, you say they've got other engines?
Well, yeah.
Why couldn't we convert a number three into a number two?
Well, I've thought of that, Walt, but you forget we've only got... Well, it's exactly 3 hours and 45 minutes will take off. I don't think it can be done in that time.
Sarge, I don't want to disagree with you, but I think it can be done. I know it can be.
All right. An engine conversion. I'll send for the number three right away. Basically, both number two and number three engines are the same. The only differences being in the setup of the various connecting and supply links. So what had to be done was to disassemble the nose section and revamp the electrical, hydraulic, fuel, and oil lines and the throttle linkage. Big job for so short a time. But before we knew it, the crew had removed the defective engine and the number three replacement had arrived.
Okay, man, let's get the number three out of the can and we'll start right in on it.
Start right in on it they did, with Walt sparking the way, infecting the crew with his enthusiasm and drive. They worked as one. Efficient and fast. Unbelievably fast. It was installed just minutes before the takeoff deadline.
Well, men, as you can see by the big board, our final score is 1,634. We didn't make first place, only third, but I think that's very good. We can be proud of it, all of us. It might never have come off, though, if you fellas in the ground crew hadn't shown the initiative you did. We, everybody, owe you a vote of thanks. And now what do you say we hit that homeward trail?
Yes, we all had reason to feel good at that debriefing. But I had a special reason to feel good. What I had hoped would happen did. The jolt had worked. We had not only accomplished the record conversion of an engine, but also of a man. Now, as we near our home base, I notice that he seems thoughtful.
Hey, fellas, the field's in sight. They've got a crowd out.
Yeah, band and everything. Hey, Walt, what's the matter? Aren't you glad to get home?
I guess so. I don't know.
Something on your mind?
Maybe.
Well, you want to talk about it?
Oh, it's nothing. It's only that... Well, now that it's over, I'm having time to think again about Dottie, and I'm worried.
Oh, uh-huh.
I'm wondering if Collins has been making time with her. And not that I blame her any. I've been a dope.
Have you? How, Walt?
I've never bothered much to think ahead. I've always felt things would happen when they were ready to happen. But back there at Lockbourne, I somehow saw that you've got to take some things and help them along. I just wonder if I still have a chance with her.
Right now, our plane is coming in for its landing. And as I look out of the window, down at the welcoming group waiting to greet us with red carpet and band, I know that Walt has nothing to worry about. For standing there, peering anxiously and hopefully at our plane, is Dottie. And I can see from the expression on her face that she's waiting for Walt to come home, and to her.
If you're a veteran of any of our armed services, chances are you already know about the United States Air Force reenlistment policy and the opportunities it offers to all former servicemen, especially those with technical experience and backgrounds in critical skills needed to keep our Air Force on the ready. But here's important news you may not have heard. The Air Force has now liberalized its policy to bring you even further benefits. Here are just a few of the important new advantages available to you. A wider range of skills is now accepted. There's a choice of U.S. and overseas assignments. Also, a paid 30-day delay in reporting, if requested. And think about this. If you qualify on the basis of an aptitude test, the United States Air Force may be able to guarantee you the very finest in technical training. Yes, guarantee you this training even before you enlist. So it makes good sense for a veteran of any service to inquire about this new, liberalized policy of your United States Air Force. Chances are there's an excellent opening for your special skill, a place on the Air Force team. Contact your nearest Air Force recruiter right away, without obligation, of course. Ask him for the special folder for prior servicemen. See why we say, today and tomorrow, you're better off in the United States Air Force. This has been another program on Proudly We Hail, presented, transcribed in cooperation with this station. Proudly We Hail is produced by the Recruiting Publicity Center in New York for the United States Air Force. This is Ralph Roland inviting you to tune in this same station next week for another interesting story on Proudly We Hail.